Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just say your name and your title?
Hey guys, I'm C. Brian Williams, founder and executive director of Step Africa.
And of course, we're talking because on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, Step Africa and Strathmore together will present Step Explosion at 7 p.m. It'll be, how can people watch? Is it Facebook, YouTube, your website? You know, how do they watch it?
Well, we have a super easy process. You know, this is like our sixth or seventh virtual celebration this year, but I'm very excited about this. It's a virtual celebration of stepping, the art form created by African-American fraternities and sororities. And they can watch, you can register, it's an easy process to register for free at www.stepafrica.org. And it'll be streaming on our Step Africa's Facebook and YouTube pages. So you can get all the information at our website.
Awesome. Now, before we go into this actual, this specific performance, tell me, give me an overview of, you know, how long has Step Africa been around and, you know, how does that tie into Strathmore, all that good stuff?
Well, Step Africa is one of the largest African-American dance companies in the world today. We're based in Washington, D.C. Step Africa has been in D.C. for over 27 years.
Okay, gotcha.
We're Washington, D.C.'s largest African-American arts organization. And okay. We've been performing at the Strathmore for the past 10 years. It's a great partnership. And we perform the art form of stepping. For your audience who may not know, stepping is a dance form created by African-American fraternities and sororities where the body becomes a percussive instrument, right? And the art form has about 100 years, is about 100 years old in, you know, American culture. And if you've never seen it, this is a perfect chance to check it out because we have some guests from throughout the region, Dem Raider Boys, which is this amazing youth step team that's been on national television, one of the most celebrated teams all over the country, a beatboxer from Baltimore named Black Root, and then, of course, the amazing artists of Step Africa. And Strathmore has been a long partner for Step Africa. This performance that you'll see on Wednesday night was filmed entirely on their grounds, both inside and outside Strathmore. So it really is a unique way to experience the art form of stepping.
Yeah, you just mentioned that it was filmed inside and outside of Strathmore. Obviously, it's been a very bizarre year with the pandemic. How did you guys get creative and, you know, how was this thing actually filmed with proper social distancing? I mean, obviously you have the dancers have to be near each other, so like athletes, they have to at some point, but how exactly did you navigate that?
You know, it's been tough. This has been a tough year for artists. Everybody knows that. It's been a tough year for everybody, quite honestly. But, you know, as artists, we have decided to really kind of hunker down and create anyway. And so we've had to embrace the digital platform. And we've really enjoyed it. You can see more of our projects on our website. We've created a lot of different things over the past year, mostly because we wanted to keep artists employed. This is really important to me, man, because artists want to work, need to work. And so Step Africa has really centered artists and all of our work, kept them employed, provided them with health insurance so that they could stay creating and serving the community. You know, in addition, we've been doing lots of arts education programs with Strathmore and theaters all across the country. And we've served well over 80,000 kids virtually with our, you know, digital programs. So we've just tried to figure it out and stayed safe throughout the entire process. So it's been a challenge, but, you know, it's been a challenge for everybody.
Well, I appreciate you meeting the challenge so we can still have, you know, some cool virtual content to watch. What do we, we're a radio station, obviously, but try to paint me a visual picture of what do we see visually, you know, like the costumes, are there any sets or is it sort of a bare bones stripped down sort of backdrop or, you know, what do we see from a visual standpoint?
We know what's great about shooting outside and South Africa's been doing this a lot is that we really use the beauty of our city, of our region as a backdrop for our performances. So it's a different kind of way to experience the city. You know, Strathmore has this amazing 16-acre campus with different venues and beautiful grounds. So we kind of explored those grounds and found some great spaces for us to actually shoot the performance. And then, of course, We were allowed to go inside Strathmore, masked up, of course. So we actually performed masked for that piece. It's kind of cool to see. But one of my favorite places to perform in all of the world is the Music Center at Strathmore. It's a beautiful theater, beautiful concert hall. And so you'll see one of us, one performance in that space as well. And, you know, hey, man, I can't wait till we can all come back to these spaces safely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Obviously I've been inside that music hall too. And it is state of the art, man. It is just awesome. That wooden interior, the acoustics, everything. Talk about sort of the social backdrop of doing something like this too. I mean, we've been through a hellacious year, you know, God, last summer with, you know, the murder of George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter protests that came out of that, storming of the Capitol, the election, recent police footage incidents. I mean, it feels like it's almost something every day, tragically, but talk about, I don't know, how it's important that we're sort of celebrating Black culture here at a time like this.
Well, you're absolutely right, man. I mean, this moment is forcing the country and everyone in it to make sure they learn more about their fellow citizens, right? Mm-hmm. You know, South Africa has been creating works that speak to African-American culture and tell stories that many of us may not know. We definitely didn't learn in our history books, right? We created a work called No Justice, No Peace that we released in January. You can see an excerpt of it on our website. That is a direct response to the protests of 2020, artistic tribute, if you will, to all those, that multiracial coalition of young people in particular who marched on behalf of equity and structural correction, if you will. But then South Africa is also creating stories and performances where we can just celebrate Black culture as well. And the Black experience in the United States of America. So, you know, for your audience who doesn't know a lot about the art form of stepping or the culture that created it, this performance on Wednesday night is a great introduction. You know, it's only about 30 minutes long. It's completely free. It's a great chance for you to get to understand more about your neighbors here in the United States and all the different artistic creations that have been created. So it's a wonderful introduction, and I hope, you know, everybody kind of joins in just to see this art form, this percussive dance form of stepping that's been in this country for over 100 plus years, but many people still don't know anything about it.
Perfectly said. Take me into sort of the members, the actual performers, like how many members make up Step Explosion? How many will be on stage at the same time?
Well, Step Africa is, as I mentioned before, is the first professional company in the entire world dedicated to the art form of stepping. And we're Washington, D.C.'s largest African-American arts organization and one of the most celebrated Black dance companies literally in the world today. So we have 11 full-time dancers, professional artists who nurture and hone their skills in this art form and other dance forms as well. And like I said, since the pandemic hit, you know, when the pandemic hit, man, we were actually in the middle of a successful Broadway run performing for 3 weeks in New York City when the pandemic hit. So when this thing hit, we were like in the middle of doing what we do best on stage, performing for sold out audiences. And then, you know, the lights just went down on Broadway and all the American theater. And, you know, I was in shock, man, because we were doing so well. We were connecting with audiences and we just had to stop. And then once we figured out how to continue creating, we just went all in. And so I'm really proud of the artists of Step Africa. We've been employed throughout this process and kept creating and serving communities. And the Step Explosion on Wednesday is just another example of us doing that, you know?
Awesome. Well, I mean, I have more than enough to work with for my pieces. Anything else that we should know that I haven't asked you yet?
No, I just think, I mean, I think emphasize that Step Africa provides this, you know, in this moment in particular, Step Africa provides these programs for free, but we really do rely upon the community to support us. So if they love the work, if they watch the work and enjoy it, they could definitely consider making a donation. And, you know, the Strathmore is, again, an amazing venue, and I can't wait for audiences to see us perform both inside and outside that amazing performing arts center.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for joining us, man. I appreciate it. Again, it'll be Wednesday, April 21st at 7 p.m. Head on over to stepafrica.org. That is S-T-E-P-A-F-R-I-K-A. It's important you get the K in there. So stepafrica.org. You can also check out strathmore.org. And, you know, it'll be on your YouTube and Facebook, too. So plenty of places to find it. Hey, thanks so much.
Exactly.
And we should mention that it's free. So you just gotta, you do have to register, right? RCP.
Yeah, definitely. We'd love for you to register and let us know you're coming and watch it with us.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks so much for joining us. This sounds great. We can't wait to promote it for you.
Thank you, man. Really appreciate it.
Yep. Talk to you later.
All right. Talk soon, bro. Have a good one.